Saturday edition. We're kicking off hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you might want to ask yourself, because we're going to ask you this question a little bit later, is do you support the idea of returning to the draft in the United States? If you want to answer it, 800-259-9231. Do you support the idea of returning to the draft? Because apparently some people do, and we're going to be talking about that. But first we're going to the phones and to the fun, because Kayleen is on the line. She's been waiting patiently. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, you sexy guys.
Hey, hey, what's Kayleen on your mind?
Well, a lot of things are on my mind, but I'm just going to talk about a couple of them.
Okay.
I read the very article that you read tonight a couple nights ago. And it
which
was
one are you talking about?
Fabulous article.
Which article are you talking about?
Companies just can't win.
You're talking about last hour, just to recap for anybody just joining us, last hour there's a story out of Colorado involving a big box chain store, actually a couple of them, that had a sale going on, or a promotion, that essentially was, come on in here, buy some groceries, and we'll give you a couple bucks off your gasoline purchase, because they also have a few gas pumps on the side of the store as well, like these big BJ's Wholesale, Sam's Club, those kinds of stores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of local gas stations filed a lawsuit that said, well, you're violating this Unfair Practices Act, and we want to get money from you for it. And the government went ahead and awarded $1.4 million to these whiny gas stations because they couldn't compete, because they couldn't offer the low prices that the big box stores did. And I still wonder if anybody actually supports this sort of legislation, this very unfair, anti-competitive legislation at 800-259-9231. But that's what you're commenting on. What did you have to say?
That's such bull. That's such bull.
But
and,
we're protecting small businesses, Kayleen.
And I hope you read it.
Wait, Kayleen, we're protecting small businesses. What do you mean it's bull? Do you hate small businesses? Do you hate mom and pop small businesses?
What? No. I hate the government being involved in competition between businesses.
But these big box stores are just going to put all the mom and pops out of business.
Don't
we need to protect them?
What? You know what? Whoever offers the best price and the best product is the winner.
There you go.
They could be the winner.
They may be. You know, and gas stations offer lots of things besides gasoline. They offer service. They could be right on the corner where I need them to be at the time.
You mean like fixing your car?
Well, no, service, like different kinds of service. The service of location is very important.
Convenience,
when it comes to gas stations. Sometimes they could very well offer a free Snickers bar with every fill up.
That's great. And you know something? There's a gas station right about less than half a mile down the road from my house that offers full service. They pump your gas for you. You say, fill it up, or I want 20 bucks worth, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same as the price is lower than some of the, self-serve stations. So
That's very unusual.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Kayleen. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah. I sent you an email, and I hope you read it.
Well, we read all the emails that people send in, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Have a good night.
Thank you. 1-800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line. Yeah, we definitely read all the emails that we get sent, but we don't have time to respond to them all. So if you send an email and you don't get a response, please don't feel bad. We do have other things that we do with our time.
Wow.
We don't have,
there's just so many.
Yeah. It's overwhelming sometimes how many emails we get. But yes, do know that we appreciate every single email that comes in. All right, so if you want to comment on the draft issue or whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, because old Charlie Rangel from New York has been, once again, rattling the draft saber, if you will. He's been, he's brought that specter to the forefront yet again, and is suggesting that he's going to reintroduce legislation in 2007 to bring back the military draft. Mark, did you have more on this?
Well, it looks like the Ithaca Journal is backing up old Chuck Rangel here. Ithaca, congressional leaders may be downplaying Charles Rangel's call to reinstate the draft, but at least one newspaper in Gannett chain thinks that the congressman has a point. An editorial in the November 24th Ithaca Journal picks on Rangel's argument and asks the following. Would our leaders have made the same decisions based on the information they had to first invade, then stay in Iraq, if it was their children on the ground fighting in the trenches?
Well, first of all, they're not our leaders. They're elected politicians, and I don't consider them leaders at all. I always have to rebut that one. But did the Congress make the decision to invade Iraq? I don't think they were even involved in that. Wasn't it pretty much President Bush that made that choice?
I think Congress sort of voted to give the president the ability to do it, you know, that they would back him up on it. They didn't vote for war.
Right.
But they sort of voted to say, yes, we tacitly approve.
All right.
Also, who's to say that the Congress critters' children would be going to Iraq if that was the case? Even if the draft required that they get into military service of some sort or another, are you telling me that the politicians out there, very valuable sons and daughters, these mm-hmm. people with all this power that are able to do whatever the heck they want? I mean, it's illegal to smoke in every building in Washington except the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that these same people are going to allow their sons and daughters to go to Iraq? No. They might go in the military. Let's just say they do go in the military. They'll end up in the National Guard guarding Iowa
sure.
during the Iraq War.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going. A draft would force all of us to consider the shared sacrifice required to wage war. That is a perspective that would weigh heavily on the nation's mind as well as its leaders.
Oh, it's so communistic. The shared sacrifice. Terms like that.
Yeah. Well, at this point, there aren't sons and daughters in Iraq. I mean, these people were just hatched from eggs. No. I mean, yeah, there are our people, our sons and daughters are being sent to die in the sand, over 3,000 of them, for what? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Should the consequences of waging war be shouldered by all members of society? The rich, the poor, the young, and the old? Privilege shouldn't be a factor in deciding whether you have to go to fight in Iraq, Afghanistan, or any other war-torn theaters in
the
globe.
That's right. The factor should be that everyone is forced to fight. Yes, everyone should be forced into service. That's what they're talking about here. The factor should be should not be whether or not people should be forced into the military. The question should be whether or not we should be going to war. Should we be going to fight in other countries at all? Is there any purpose in that?
Fortunately, if we look at this, Iraq was a popular war when we went in.
Yeah, you believed in it.
I did believe in it, and I feel badly about it. But there's if everybody listening to my voice thinks about it, goes back, thinks about 4 years ago, how did you feel about it? Because Americans did not storm the streets with torches and pitchforks ready to skewer their politicians' heads on poles mm-hmm. over Iraq. They said it was okay. And the draft would have been just people that were forced to go. It's ridiculous to me. And secondly, I can't understand how people can make the 13th Amendment and a draft jibe.
The 13th Amendment, which is
it says right here, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny
due process.
State, I think, is probably the biggest
thing. Well, the due process is they passed a law that says that everybody must be a slave.
That's not due process. Due process has to do with in court.
Oh, okay.
But
your judges will uphold it.
It says any state. It doesn't say the United States government.
I see.
And so, therefore, what they're saying is the United States government has the right to deprive you of life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness because they freaking said so.
Yes.
No.
Well, the 13th Amendment doesn't
prevent that. That's what they're there to
protect. Does the 13th Amendment protect the protect us from the United States conscripting us, or just the states?
Just the states.
Ah, see, that's how they get around it, then.
Well, that's how they get around it.
So the state of Florida, or the state of Colorado, can't conscript you, but the federal government absolutely can.
But does that change the fact that it's wrong? I mean...
No, of course not.
It's wrong to tell somebody that they have to fight in a war. They have to go
Mark, they're not going to be telling people they have to go into battle. Remember, this isn't the draft. It's national service. And that means that it's the kinder, gentler version where you can choose if you want to go into fight or not. You're just going to have to work for the government for a couple years.
Do I get to choose whether I want to work for the government or not?
No.
That's slavery.
Well, 800-259-9231. Is it slavery? Should we bring back the draft? It's Free Talk Live.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd.
Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, and if you are one of our Saturday-only radio listeners, then you've missed quite a few moments because we do the show six nights a week. So, if you want to hear what you missed, then head over to freetalklive.com where you'll find an entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the website. No, it's not like those other radio talk show hosts' web pages where they want to charge you for access to their archives. We give them away an entire year right there, front page, for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Hey, are you just going to talk about freedom or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org.
That is freestateproject.org. So do you think that the draft is something that America should have back? Should we bring it back? Charlie Rangel thinks so. I'm sure there's some other people that think so. I know that I've given out the world's smallest political quiz a few times. You can take it over at politicalquiz.com. And I don't know if the current version has the draft question in it. I think it does.
I think
but
so.
It's always surprising to me how many people support the idea of a military draft. People love the idea of conscription, well, of forced labor.
I don't think that people think about it in that respect. I think they think about it as the military is a good organization that will teach self-discipline to young men and women and, you know, those kind of things. I mean,
to work at Kmart taught me self-discipline. Taught me to get up on time, get in on time, punch in on time. And to treat people with respect and humility and honesty. And, I mean, the marketplace teaches these things. We don't need the military for that. And we certainly shouldn't force people into it. Which is why Charles Rangel's plan is so much different, Mark. He's not just talking about the military draft. He's talking about national service. And that's so much nicer. It's where you give people a choice. That way people that are anti-military can say, no, no, I don't want to serve in the military, but I will go ahead and pack boxes, and I'll work with old people, or whatever. There's different non-military-related programs. The concept is that they're going to force all teenagers, and I guess people up to the age of 42 now, they're talking about expanding the draft age, they're going to force all Americans within a certain age range to work for the government as bureaucrats. And they're calling it something else. They're calling it national service because it's not just the military, allegedly. That's the plan, where if you were to be forced into this program, they would say, well, Mark, you can work here in the military, or you can work here for the Peace Corps, or you can work over here for Homeland Security. Now, which one of those careers do you want to follow?
Maybe you can crack some heads for the FBI.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, to me,
does that make it less slavery when you get to choose which organization?
It doesn't. When the government tells me that I've got to go work for the government, I mean, I have a problem with the size of the federal government. So are you telling me that I have to go work? I mean, you know, this law applies to people who are up to 42 years old. They could very well be telling me that I have to go work for the feds.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong to work for the government.
Wait a
personally.
Minute. Don't you owe it to your country? Don't you owe your country service?
Why?
Well, this is the land of the free, Mark. You owe this country.
If this is the land of the free, then I shouldn't be made to go. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You're forcing me. It's the land of the free, but you're forcing me to go work for the government. No, that's not right. That's crazy thinking.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet A toll-free line. Do you think that this national service idea is a good idea? Do you think that we should have forced service, so-called, conscription, also known as slavery, back in America? Because that's what they're talking about. And now he's got the Ithaca Journal or whatever backing him up on this. To the phones we go. Let's talk to George in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the audience.
Yeah.
Hello, George.
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you something about the draft. I missed the draft. I was my father's only child back when Vietnam came through. I'm 58. I disagree with the draft because your heart has to be in what you're fighting for, and this government is not fighting for the same thing I would fight for. I fight for freedom. They fight for oil.
Indeed.
Now, I want you to think of something. If we would reverse engineer 9/11, we have to start in the basement. If you start in the basement, you have molten iron. All right? Well, reverse engineer molten iron.
Why do we have molten iron exactly? I'm sorry.
They use some kind of a high explosive like thermite or thermite to bring those buildings down.
Who's they? They didn't fall down because airplanes hit them?
Well, no. And we couldn't really say that Bin Laden and his friends did it because they would have to be able to get into Building 7 as well as 1 and 2.
I thought Building 7 was damaged by debris falling from 1 and 2.
Lightly damaged. And certainly if you watch Building 7 collapse, it collapsed into its own footprint. In fact, it is the most perfect demolition I've ever seen. This thing goes down like an elevator.
Doesn't it take a month to set all the charges that would blow up a building?
And if you look into the information, you'll find they had a lot of power downs in Building 1 and 2 prior to 9/11. Now, as far as Building 7 goes, there's no problem because it's all pretty – I would say it was the second most guarded building, or maybe the third most guarded building in the country outside of the White House and the Pentagon. I mean, we had the CIA, the FBI.
Is it possible you're wrong?
Excuse me?
Is it possible you're wrong?
No.
Why not?
Well – I've studied this for several years, and I've looked at it, and look, you've got to use common sense.
Well, common sense isn't all that common, and nor is it necessarily something that should apply in all situations. Now, I find it interesting what you're saying here, and I've seen the videos, and I've seen the so-called evidence as well, and I've also seen the rebuttals. Have you read any of the rebuttals?
I have.
Uh-huh, and what do you have to say to that?
Well, there were 47 beams that are thicker and wider than two people standing together. You've got to understand, steel that's holding up 110 stories, both interior and exterior steel, you might be able to make a pancake happen, but not with that inner core. It's too thick. It's impossible.
So you're saying that people went into the World Trade Centers over a weekend or two and laced the entire place with explosives?
I'm saying they had a whole lot more than a weekend or two.
When would this have occurred? I mean, these are big buildings with people working at all times of the day and the night.
Thousands and thousands of people working in them.
Well, there were power downs. There was one specific power down 4 days before 9/11.
Big deal. So what? You're talking about months. You're talking about a month's time at least in order to lay all these explosives in there. And, of course, you know, there's not really any there's nothing more than hypothesis going on here. A lot of it has been very effectively rebutted, in my opinion, by great websites like loosechangeguide.com and 911myths.com. But really, what's the point of all this anyway?
All right, well, let's look at the rabbit trail. Let's start with the fact that in May of 2001, they didn't allow the pilots to carry guns on board anymore in the cockpit. Let's look at June 1st when Cheney told Rumsfeld that he wanted to be able to handle NORAD completely, and that's a signed document that you can pull up on the website.
What is the point? What I want to ask you and what I want you to think about when we come back, if you'll hold on for just a moment here, we're going to come back to you. I want you to explain to me, and it's all very interesting, all of these allegations, but what's the point of it all? Really, what is it? What's your end game, George? What do you want to see happen from all of your theories? Your theories are fun and everything and interesting, but what is the relevance? Can you explain that to me? It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your live Saturday edition. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website with over 850 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and back to the fun, George, in Indianapolis, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, George, you were bringing out claim after claim about 9/11, talking about how you believe that it was indeed, it was explosives that brought down the World Trade Centers. And, you know, you can just, the conspiracy theorists can just keep just bringing out the claims. And you know what? I just want to clarify Free Talk Live's position, or at least my position, and Mark, you're certainly welcome to clarify yours. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy theory story either. I don't know which one is true. I don't know, maybe both of them have kernels of the truth. I don't know, and I don't care. But maybe you can convince me to care, George. Maybe you can explain to me why all of the things that you say matter.
All right, I can say one thing. You better care, because if I'm wrong, we're still heading down a dark alley. We don't know where we're going yet. We're fighting we're fighting to bring democracy to a people that don't want it. We're over there. Our boys are dying. If I am right, this country is not what you think it is.
Well, now hold on a second. Now wait a minute. I agree with you that we're going down a dark road. I agree with you that and you probably would agree with us that America is becoming more tyrannical as time goes on. That the government is becoming out of control. It is getting more intrusive, more oppressive, and bigger than it has ever been in the past. At a much faster clip than it ever has in the past. These are all things that are tangible and real, that you can point to real evidence that is absolutely undeniable. So on that aspect, yes, I agree. But what we're talking about is your theories. What's the point in talking about things like this, George, when so many people are just going to turn away and absolutely ignore everything you have to say and write you off as a crackpot?
Okay, here's the reason. Number one, if you would just do reverse engineering, start in the basement.
What's the point? You can talk about all you want about all your little claims. What's the point of this?
I'm trying to tell you the point. I can't talk to you about planes flying into buildings, collapsing the buildings, but I can go to the basement and tell you the only way you can get molten iron.
You keep bringing up claims.
Chemical reaction.
I want you to avoid bringing up more conspiracy claims and tell me what the point is about even talking about things like this. What do you expect to do? What is your end game? What is your goal here?
Okay. If enough people realize what's going on, because a lot of them are wallowing in mediocrity like you sound like you are. And if you think that you want your family to grow up in a government that would do something like this without... Look, they didn't even let us look at the steel. They hauled
it away. Wait a minute. So, George, you're bringing up more claims now.
Well, they had GPS.
On
every one of those
trucks,
brother.
Let's talk about what your goal is here. You're saying, do I want my family to live under a government that would do something like this?
Right.
No, I don't want my family to live under any government that imposes its way on others via force, which is what governments do.
I'm shocked and appalled by the things that the government has done since 9/11 because of 9/11. It doesn't, you know, to me, it doesn't really matter whether it was, the great cabal of I don't know whom. And by the way, what about the 2006 election? Didn't we take care of getting rid of all these people that were conspiring? I mean, the Republicans are voted out and the Democrats are in.
Yeah,
we're
if
saved.
You want to believe that there's such thing as a Democrat and a Republican as far as this world is going, you're living back too far. You've got
I agree with you. The Democrats and Republicans are very, very similar. What is it you're proposing to change here, George? Because just telling people, look, the government was behind 9/11 isn't going to do anything to change the situation.
No, but enlightenment will. Until you understand, and right now you are the only goal that I would have.
You got no chance with me because I've actually looked at the same stuff that you have. I've seen the videos and I've looked at the so-called research, and you've got no chance converting me over. And I'm someone who's familiar with your concepts. I'm somebody who's aware of what it is you're talking about.
Right, you've really looked into this then.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, then let me ask you something. Have you went and seen how big those steel beams were in the center of that building?
It doesn't matter to me, George. You know why it doesn't matter? Because the government is getting bigger and bigger regardless of who was behind 9/11. You see, you're missing the point. The government is getting more oppressive and obtrusive than it ever has been, and it doesn't matter who brought the buildings down. It doesn't matter if it was the government or some group of terrorists or your mother. It doesn't matter who was behind the plot. What matters is what's happened as a result of it. And what we need to be pointing out.
They were 5 foot tall I-beams that were 4 feet wide at the I portion was 4 feet wide, and then
you're just
going
to bring
him
back to his claims.
Is five.
Well, here's the thing though. You're wanting to walk away. You're wanting to let them get away with another one, just like they tried with Project
Wait a minute, Northwood. George, get away with it? You think someone's going to bring them up on charges? What do you think? Who's going to bring them up on charges? The government?
Yes.
Why would the government bring the
delirious.
Government? Why would the government bring the government up on charges?
All right, because there are people that know certain things that went on, and they're not in the fire quite as close as the people that pulled the final trigger. And what's going to happen is it's going to crumble. It's going to crumble to the point we are. And there's already a path right to the
quite
door.
Quite an
imagination, George. You're suggesting that these people that for 5 years have kept quiet, these spineless slugs have kept quiet for 5 years. They know some facts. They know that what you say is very, very likely true, George. They haven't done anything. Suddenly, somehow, you're going to put a fire under their butt and they're going to act like they've got a spine?
Well, there's a
they've
certain amount of
souls.
Guilt that's carried with something like this. You'd have to agree it would eat at you, wouldn't it?
I don't think that they're going to do anything about it 5 years later.
Well, it takes time, brother.
You just pointed out that the Democrats were elected, and most people understand that they can elect Republicans and Democrats. They don't know there are third parties out there, and so you would admit that the Democrats and Republicans are the same, so who exactly is going to be your savior here, George? Who precisely is going to step forward and bring charges against these evil conspirators?
You have to let it take its course, but you can't give up like you've given up and saying, well, we can't do anything about
this.
Oh, no.
You misunderstand.
No, I
haven't
don't.
Given up on anything. I was never a follower of the conspiracy theory in the first place.
And
I found
in
it interesting.
How in the world can you say you've seen what?
I found it interesting, and I looked into it because it's curious. But I haven't given. I was never interested. What I haven't given up on is the fight for liberty. See, I'm an activist for freedom, George. I'm not about bringing one group of politicians to justice, because then you're just going to replace them with another group of politicians. Even if what you want actually comes to pass, and it's very unlikely that it will, even if George Bush and his cronies are all brought up on charges and all kinds of evidence comes out that really just convicts them and says, yes, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they were behind it, and now they're going to jail forever, and let's elect John McCain or Hillary Clinton or some other politician, and then they're going to rule everybody else's lives with an iron fist. Really, you're just treading water here, George, and you're not doing anything to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the problem with the conspiracy theorists. They make it, you know, they do a good job of pointing out how there's a chance that these politicians are evil. These politicians are bad, but everybody knows politicians are bad. Everybody knows.
If you ask people, I mean, you know, are politicians liars and cheats?
Yes,
they'll say that. Now, so what the conspiracy theorists seem to be going for is to have this group of politicians brought up on charges, put away in jail or whatever.
That'll stop them.
Hung from a streetlight. I'm not sure what. And then somehow, whatever this diabolical group of international bankers.
Right, because they believe they're controlled.
Or the Templar Knights or space aliens.
Well, right, we didn't get into that, but one of the tenets of the conspiracy theorists is that the politicians aren't the end-all be-all. They're the puppets. They're the puppets of these international bankers.
Even if they're not controlled, even if these people did it on their own, why wouldn't the power corrupt the next people that are there?
The
government's too big. It's gotten too big.
Right.
It just, you know, that something that big and that powerful corrupts people.
That's the issue. And they
John McCain, too.
And they miss the issue every single time. They get so interested in their theories, in their allegations, and their so-called facts. And they just get so mired down in all of that, they do nothing but call talk shows. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. And it is open to you to bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there because we give them away. Now, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you $5 to $7 a month for access to their site, we give you all of the features that they do and more, I would say. And no one has yet to contradict me on this, Mark. I've made this claim a few times now that Free Talk Live's website is the most extensive radio talk show website in existence.
I believe that claim. I can't imagine that there's another website, radio talk show website out there that is as large as ours is.
Not only
content wise.
Yes, not only that. I have made that claim. No one has ever refuted it. I've been to the websites of the major talk show hosts, and nobody gives away what we give away. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. Now, if you appreciate that, then you can help us out by heading over and shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's right, Amazon, you know, the world's largest internet retailer with 35 categories of products, furniture, books, DVDs, baby stuff, apparel, sporting goods. I mean, you name it, they sell it at Amazon. But when you enter through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com, then anything you buy, we'll get a percentage of. So, great way to get your holiday shopping done, right? Forget Black Friday, forget the stores, forget puttering around town, wasting gasoline, waiting in the lines, all of the hassles that come along with going out and shopping, and do it all from the comfort of your home or your office at amazon.freetalklive.com, and rest assured, feel good, that not only are you getting the things that you want, and the things that the people on your list want, but you're also helping Free Talk Live out at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And don't forget the Amazon gift certificates. For those that you don't know what to buy for, just buy them a gift certificate. We get a percentage of that, too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. You take control of the airwaves. It's Mike in California on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to comment on the draft you were talking about before, George.
Yes.
I'm opposed to the draft, of course, for libertarian moral reasons. No one has a right to my life except me. But I wanted to verbalize the need of a draft in a libertarian society, which of course would be none. If the only moral use of force is in self-defense, then there would be no reason to draft. Anyone in that true libertarian society would either want to defend their own life because they're being attacked,
mm-hmm.
or they would prefer the values of the attacking society. And
this
they wouldn't
true.
Fight for you even if you did draft them.
Right. This is why it's completely unnecessary to have the concept of a draft. If somebody was actually attacking the United States, if, say, the Red Chinese tomorrow decided to invade the East Coast or the West Coast, I guess it would be the West Coast, invade the West Coast,
sure.
People would rally to arms. People would be fighting in the streets, and there would be no shortage of volunteers to stand up and fight against the invading army. There would be absolutely no shortage. And as you point out, if there was a shortage, it would mean that the American people had completely changed their mindset.
And although they may have the largest army in the world, their navy is a little more than a few tin cans, and they're not actually going to be able to invade. And if they did, they'd have a heck of a time staging a land war in a country that there's probably as many guns as there are people.
What do you think would happen, though, Matt, if they did bring the draft back in America, or as they're calling it, national service? What do you think it would activate a lot of people that are currently inactive?
Activate them how? You mean rebellious or?
Yeah, as though, like, for instance, in the Vietnam times, there were, you know, a real anti-war movement, and we sort of have a not-so big anti-war movement today. Would it invigorate the anti-war movement?
Yes, it would, and I think the anti-war movement would probably be, my guess, is bigger than the Vietnam era, but I also think that the number of, I'll say stupid for brevity, people in America is greater. So the amount of pro-draft people will also increase, so I don't know what the result would be. But talking about it is almost moot. It's kind of like trying to make an argument about capitalism in America, because it's not a capitalist society. It's a mixed economy. I mean, the same principle would apply to monopolies. Like, in a libertarian society, the only way a monopoly could exist is if every single person wanted it to, so it would be a good thing. Here, you can't even have a monopoly, so why discuss it?
Indeed, and hopefully they won't bother bringing this back. But I agree with you.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people
there
are a lot of people out there that think the draft is a good idea, which is why I'm surprised that none of them have bothered to call in tonight. Why do you think they're holding back, Matt?
Mike, and I don't know. Maybe they don't have logic on their side and they can't defend their arguments.
I suppose you could be right. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Most of the arguments for the draft are not logical. They're emotional.
Right.
Oh, well, it helps people to, increase their self-discipline.
Well, in a lot of cases, it comes from somebody who is in the military, and they feel they've benefited from it, so they want to subject everyone to it.
That's crazy, because I've talked to two different guys who were in prison, I guess, that have said that they think everybody should spend time in prison. No!
That's just as valid a claim.
It is just as valid of a claim.
In that it's invalid.
For them, it was a life-changing experience. They learned something. They probably never go back. Blah, 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 blah. Well, whatever.
Thanks.
It was good.
I like
for them.
My life outside
of
jail.
I don't want to go to prison.
By the way, I kept calling him Matt because I got an email from a Matt coming up. We're going to get to that. It's about Microsoft taking over the world. But first, to the phones, to the fun. Paul in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Paul in Maryland, going once. Paul in Maryland, going twice. Let's try Neil in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I was just listening to your you talking to that other gentleman there earlier about how he was missing the point on, you know, what should be done in order to, well, shrink government or to, you know, try and promote freedom.
Yes.
In other people's or in people's lives. I'm asking, what do you guys have in mind?
What do we have in mind to promote freedom?
Well, yeah, to promote freedom, limit the size of government, things like that.
Well, as far as local governments are concerned, the Free State Project is what I have in mind. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I've heard something about it. Yeah,
it's a movement of 20,000 liberty-oriented people, a lot of libertarians, for instance, all moving to the same state in order to sort of, concentrate their efforts in one place. Because right now there are a lot of libertarians in America, but they're all spread out,
right.
And so they're not making much of a difference. So the
right.
idea is to get them all into one place and really have a shot at liberty in our lifetime.
The Libertarian Party had 35 years to see what it could do, and so far, they don't seem to be able to do much of anything. It seems to me the only way that anything's going to work is if you get enough people that believe in the concepts of liberty in one place that they can do something.
And then set the example. So make, for instance, New Hampshire was the state that the Free State Project chose, and that's why we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But to make New Hampshire the freest state in America, and then to simply promote the fact that, hey, look, freedom works. Our kids are the best educated of all the kids in the country. We've got the lowest crime rate. and et cetera, et cetera. We'll be able to point to real concrete examples of why freedom and liberty work and statism and big government do not. How do you feel about that?
Right. You know, that's all fine. I mean, yeah, it's probably going to be, you know, quite difficult for many people, libertarian or not, to, you know, move to New Hampshire.
Why would it be difficult?
Well, I mean, people,
people
have lives in, you know, other parts of the country.
We have lives, and we still have lives.
As a matter of fact, I had two cars, two houses, a wife, you know, a job that paid me really well for the community I was in. I was making 80 grand a year. I left it.
Yeah, and if you have, actually, if you want a little bit more, I guess, of an example of people that have, in the past, that have maybe put a little more on the line than two cars and two houses, think back to the Founding Fathers. I mean, think back to the pilgrims that came here. They left the United Kingdom, they left Great Britain in order to seek some level of freedom, some additional level of freedom. In fact, then they fought against, you know, all odds.
Right.
They fought against the, you know, Imperial Army, essentially. And they shed blood over freedom. All we have to do is move up to a one state.
And 7,500 people have signed this so far. I mean, to pshaw it as though, oh, well, people are never going to actually move for freedom, I think it's a little unfair to the people who have moved. I'm slightly insulted.
Well, I mean, I'm not meaning to insult anybody. I'm just thinking about, you know, that there are other. You know, there are plenty of people who are definitely not in a position to move. You know, say they've gotten a house with a big mortgage, and you know they're pretty much trapped in that spot.
Well, that's why the Free State Project is a long-term project. It's not you have to move next week.
You've got 5 years after they make it to 25,000.
Once there's 20,000 signatures, there's a 5-year window which everybody has to move to New Hampshire, and that should be more than enough time considering we're only at 7,000 signatures now. It's going to take a few years to get to 20,000 anyway.
Sure.
And then you can move. That's plenty of time to tie up loose ends. We managed to do it. So can you.
Yeah, that's true. And just one more quick question. I mean, wouldn't discussions about different political theories also help? You know, I mean, there are plenty of good-minded.
I want you to flesh that out a little bit more. I want to understand that more because we obviously don't have enough time to answer it this hour. So hang on, we'll bring you back and you can ask it again. This is your show. Hour 3's come up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.